You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Sam Kovac, a Sydney-based celebrity vet who is breaking ground with new technologies and innovative breakthroughs in the industry. Dr. Kovac, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you very much for having me. Great to be here.
And certainly our pleasure to have you with us today, and thanks for your time. So if you would, tell our audience a little bit about your background and how you came to be one of the leaders in the most innovative vet clinics in Australia.
So I always wanted to be a vet, actually, since I was 3 years of age. It's always been my passion. I've always loved animals, and to tell you the truth, I never thought that I would make it into veterinary medicine, because when I graduated, the entry requirement was close to 100%, and I thought, there's no way that this is achievable. So I sacrificed a lot in the last couple of years of high school and somehow made it into my dream course, and haven't looked back since. So, yeah, I got frustrated working in some old school practices in Sydney, Australia that weren't happy to embrace new technology. Anytime we'd suggest things, they'd say, well, this is always the way that we've done it, and we're going to keep on doing it that way. I also would attend a lot of human medicine conferences, and I'd see what they were doing on the human side in the human space, and I thought, well, this isn't really fair to animals, but it's totally achievable for us to bring the new technology and innovation to the animal side and really give it to the animals that share our homes and we love. So, yeah, I decided that I really wanted to start my own practice. I could do things my way. And so I assembled a staff of really open-minded people ready to embrace innovation. And, yeah, that's how we got started. So yeah, it's been a great past 7 years now.
A pet owner here, and I got to tell you, I'm really appreciative of what you're doing in the space and making a difference there in your neck of the woods as well. Now, technology is really important to you, I understand, and remaining innovative in your field is also important. What technologies have you integrated into Southern Cross to ensure that your treatments are always cutting edge?
Yeah, so you're right. Technology is really vital to our practice, and whether it's software, hardware, education, it's really vital for us to remain the leaders in this area. We're always looking to do things less invasive for our patients. That's what our clientele really like. And our patients' welfare is really the top priority. So I guess there's two of our signature procedures or techniques really demonstrate how you can integrate technology into a veterinary practice. The first one is with our keyhole desexing, and the second one is with our airway surgery that we've pioneered in flat face breeds. So I think when it comes to desexing, most veterinarians agree around the world that pets should be desexed about 5-6 months of age. And this is a major milestone for families. And it's up until now, it's really been done the same way for the past 50-60 years through an open surgery. It's a time of great distress and pain and stress for these animals for about a week, and then they bounce back and slowly start to recover. But I was thinking, how could we make this time that really happens to every pet as comfortable as possible? And so I started doing reading, talking to some human doctor colleagues, and thought, could we do it laparoscopically or using keyhole surgery, the same methods that people get operated on? And so I did some training, bought a whole heap of technology, and we're still the only practice in the state to offer single port laparoscopic desexing. So instead of having a huge incision in the tummy of our patients, we make a little 9 to 10 millimeter port. We put a HD camera in there, and then the images are broadcast to two HD TVs, and the entire operation's done completely non-invasively. The patients wake up shortly after the procedure, and they're right back to the park playing with their friends. And so without bringing this technology, we'd still be doing it the old-fashioned way. They'd be convalescing for a week or so, and I think animals really deserve better. So if we can put the effort into bringing technology into the practice, why not? It's a win for the animals. And airway surgery too. So I think most people are familiar with those flat-faced breeds like pugs, French bulldogs, mastiffs. Some of them can really struggle on hot days, humid days, with their breathing, and they can't cool down very well. And so there's a procedure called BAS, which can be done to help them breathe a lot easier and be more comfortable on hot days. But the old-fashioned way, the conventional way that we used to do it up until last year, was using these big old metal clamps, scissors, scalpel blades, and it caused a lot of suffering for these guys. And so I sat down and I thought, what if we could use the same handpiece, the same equipment that we're doing in our keyhole surgery for desexing to help these guys out? And so I tried it, it worked, and it literally cut down the operation time from 45, 50 minutes to 15 seconds. So these guys had a much lower anesthesia, they were a lot more comfortable, and they were breathing better straight after the operation. So I think both of these two signature techniques really show how technology can be used to improve animal welfare, and it's been great.
If you would, Dr. Kovac, touch on what is the pet owner's response has been to learning about treatments such as laparoscopic desexing?
Yeah, the patient response, or should I say client response, the owner's perception has really been, it's been tremendous. Our clientele consider their pets more like family members than animals who spend all day outside. So if they can hear of a procedure that previously has been restricted to human medicine, and a lot of our clients are actually women who have had laparoscopic procedures done in the past, and they're very familiar with the recovery period, they're really happy to be able to embrace this change and provide for better welfare for their pets. And they actually have become our biggest opinion leaders. They tell their friends in the park about the new way that pets can be operated on and these non-invasive techniques. And yeah, the response has been tremendous.
And I can certainly understand that. Today we are speaking with Dr. Sam Kovac, a Sydney-based celebrity vet who is breaking ground with new technologies and innovative breakthroughs here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. So, Dr. Kovac, why do you think the veterinary industry is still so old school about their approach to treatments?
I don't know why they're so conservative, to be honest. I think about this question regularly. I don't think it's necessarily a fear of litigation for thinking outside of the box and trying something new. I just think the industry is just super conservative, and there's totally this sense, well, in Australia and the US, that it's always been done this way, so let's just keep doing it this way. But I think when you look at the response to families who embrace these new technologies, I would encourage every veterinary practitioner to really consider upskilling and learning the latest way to perform these procedures non-invasively. And I really hope that more practitioners learn from our success and they see our stories and then think, hey, maybe we can make animals' lives better by embracing innovation. I really hope so.
And most certainly there. And lastly, what advice would you have for new vet students entering the workforce about finding the right clinic to work at?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's a really good question. I think a lot of new graduates, they don't have the confidence yet. They're just desperate to get any job that's presented to them. So I'd really say that new graduates should be selective. They should look for a veterinary hospital that's supportive, that has multiple practitioners in the workplace that they can learn variety from. And I really think that they shouldn't be intimidated to ask about the standard that veterinary hospital offers, what their commitment to innovation and continuing education is, because animals matter at the end of the day. So I think they've really got to be selective.
Well, it certainly has been awesome to have had you with us. Can't thank you enough for what you do in the space and for taking a moment to be with us here today as well and bringing attention to the importance of animals and pets in our lives. It is so important. If listeners wanted to get more information on Southern Cross, where could they find further details online?
Yeah, so on both Instagram and Facebook, they can search for Southern Cross Vet Clinic, as well as our website, if you just Google Southern Cross Vet Sydney. We've actually got quite a cool new Instagram page too, called Southern Cross Vet _under the knife. So for people who are interested in seeing more of our minimally invasive techniques and new ways to treat old problems, it's a really cool place to check out.
And we'll include links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Dr. Kovac, all the best, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Sam Kovac, a Sydney-based celebrity vet who is breaking ground with new technologies and innovative breakthroughs. And for further details, visit southerncrossvet.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.